Next item on the agenda is Jim Stanton, 07-2696. Mr. McGinnis.
I can assure you this one will be much shorter than my last one.
Thank you.
I sure hope so.
This is a fairly straightforward project, something similar you've seen oftentimes before. A open-sided boathouse, less than 700 square foot, that is being proposed by a riparian property owner, and which is objected to by an adjacent property owner. And it just, in addition, because a permit was required, we did receive verbal objections from two nearby property owners as well. Just quickly to get into this, this is Mr. Stanton's project here on the western branch of the Elizabeth River in the city of Portsmouth. Just an aerial shot here of his property, and you can excuse me, see here his house, his property pointed to with a yellow arrow. There is a tidal creek that goes up and separates his property from the adjacent property owner, Mr. Askew, here. But that creek does ebb dry at low tide, so our jurisdiction is limited to along the shoreline and here. We also did receive objections from Mr. Bernard Tugwell, who owns this property here, as well as this piece of property here located across this tidal creek, and also from Lisa Woolridge, who lives in this property here. Ms. Woolridge can directly see across Mr. Tugwell's property to where the pier has now been constructed in this proximity here. Let me just quickly give you an overview. This is just a plat that shows the proposed pier that has now been built and a boathouse that will be in this location here. Just a close-up at the end of the pier, and you can see here a 14-by-40 covered lift, which is proposed to be open-sided. Just some basic drawings. This photograph was taken approximately 2 weeks ago. The pier is not yet completely finished, but you can see here the lift and the piles are in place for the open-sided roof. If you were to approve that today, there is a floating platform that will be installed over here, and this is just actually a work platform they're using during the construction that'll be removed. This is from on the pier looking back to the Protestants' properties. This is Mr. Askew right here. You can see that his house, for the most part, we believe his view is blocked by mostly by these trees here. This is Ms. Woolridge's house here. Mr. Tugwell's is actually back here, hidden from view. So that would be the direct line of sight from the pier back to those properties. And you could envision the opposite, which here on the road, Mr. Tugwell's property, you can see the boat there where the boathouse would cover. And I'll just go ahead and get into our recommendation. While staff is sensitive to the concerns of the protestants, staff does not feel that Mr. Stanton's proposed boathouse is excessive since it falls below the 700-square-foot threshold provided in the statutory authorization in Section 20.2-1203 of the Code of Virginia. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project against the concerns expressed by those in opposition, since impacts resulting from the use of state-owned submerged land should be minimal, and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 20.2-1205A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the project be approved as proposed. Mr. Stanton is here, along with his wife. I'm not aware that any of the protestants are here.
Thank you. Questions of Mr. McGinnis from the commission?
Ben?
Mr. Holland and Mr. Fox.
This would not be before us if it wouldn't be in protest.
That's correct.
Okay.
This is, I believe, 510 square feet, so it's well below the 700.
Mr. Fox.
On the aerial photo here, where is Mr. Stanton?
Yeah, I apologize. This is if you come straight down his driveway, the pier essentially extends out to about a point to about here.
Okay. And the protestants on this drawing there?
This property, and then this house, and this house. And the gentleman owns this property, also owns the property across the street here that's undeveloped.
Mr. Schick.
Does the city of Portsmouth require any additional permits for boathouses? Or is it just
as far as I know, the only other permit that maybe requires a building permit. There's no restrictions on boathouses in Portsmouth.
Further questions? Thank you. Anyone here in opposition to the project? Matters before the commission. Mr. Tankard.
I move to accept the staff recommendation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard, second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.